One of the Valley's biggest developers has decided to look inward. DMB, which developed communities like DC Ranch in Scottsdale and Verado in Buckeye, is creating a new company which will focus on infill projects, both here in Arizona and in California. Catherine Rager has written about this and has covered the company for years. She's the senior housing real estate reporter for the Arizona Republic. And Catherine, how significant is this decision by this company?
You know, DMB, we call it the Arizona's most iconic. But they have really shifted our growth and built the character of our growth with its developments. You know, you have DC Ranch in Scottsdale, Verado in Buckeye, and then Eastmark in Mesa. And they've won a lot of awards for having top growth. And those communities have grown, some flourished more than others. So for them to, and to quote the president, look back over their shoulder for infill in Metro Phoenix, I think it's a very big deal because they have the resources and they can get the land and they spend time planning. And so those things all come together, and everyone I've talked to and people watch what they do think this is a really big deal for our growth.
Is there a sense sort of in the world of real estate and housing in the Valley that because this particular company is looking at infill, that that's really going to sort of kick up infill development? I mean, it's been going on over the last several years, but that this might really maybe move it into the next gear?
Yeah, you know, and great point. Yes, infill has been going on in Metro Phoenix, and we have that shift from buyers, home buyers just not going to the suburbs, and we definitely have millennials and empty nesters who want to live closer in, be closer to the restaurants and bars. So getting into it now, but there is that feeling because of the quality of growth they did farther out, you know, and what they did with the amenities and changed. And when I sat down with all the principals and the president, Brent Harrington, they put a lot of study and research and time before they make a decision. And they think, you know, Metro Phoenix, we're a young city by standards. We had a downtown, we have a central area, but unlike older cities like Chicago or, you know, the redevelopment process is different. So they really believe there's this chance to build this very vibrant urban center. And they have, again, the resources and connections and time to do that.
How do they plan to do that? Because if you look at a place like DC Ranch or Verado or Eastmark, they were essentially starting from scratch. That was, in general, open space that they were taking and sort of doing what they wanted. Infill is a little different in the sense that there is something there, and it's obviously not quite as large as some of those other developments.
Yeah, absolutely. Much different. And as Mark Stapp from ASU, the real estate analyst, said, infill is much more difficult in getting that piece of land. The thing they can do besides the planning is they're very connected in the community. So, like, you know, they work on economic development boards, they work in different groups, they work closely with local governments. So when they come into something, they're already looking, hey, what are the jobs? Where's the transportation? You know, the first project midway between Tempe and Mesa downtown's Long Light Rail, a key location. They're really up on downtown Mesa, and I know we're looking at sites, and I'm looking at some really key sites in Central Phoenix that I think other developers have had a harder time trying to pull together, but they have those resources and I want to say connections, you know, that help them put together often a more comprehensive, and you know, they've been doing it for, you know, 30 years, so they have that experience and have built that team. So I'm very interested in watching what they do and those projects.
Did you get a sense from your conversations with them how much of this decision is based on this is where the market is going, these are really good opportunities, and how much of it is, as you quoted one of them saying, we all have grandkids now and, you know, maybe we don't want 20-year projects anymore?
I think it's very much a combination of both, and that's why they've started this new company and funded it. I think they're very interested in infill and they're not going to walk away from the company, but as Drew Brown said, you know, they're all in their 70s and they want to stay involved, but, you know, not double down on another 20-year development. They will continue their developments, but on the infill projects, they want to go forward. And those aren't, you know, the time. They don't take the time necessarily, but again, they don't walk away, build and walk away. They build those communities. So I think it's a combination of both, but they sounded excited about looking in and excited about what's going on in the Central Valley. I do not see them walking away. I see it more of a support stewardship role.
Is there a danger that when a company as big as DMB and as connected, as you said, as this company comes in to do this project, that other developers and other folks who are already doing infill might get either priced out of some of the projects or might not be able to do some of the stuff that they have been working on and would continue to work on?
You know, infill, we know infill land prices have already shot up quite a bit. So the deals are pretty much gone. In some cases, there are projects that have to be rezoned, buildings that have to be rehabbed, roadways, infrastructure. I've found in other parts of the community when DMB comes in, other developers follow. So, you know, if people have strong sites in infill, I think it's other developers. I think it's only a good sign to have DMB come in and build in that community and look in those areas. I haven't seen them price other developers out. I've just seen them help build markets stronger.
Catherine Rager is senior housing real estate reporter for the Arizona Republic.